Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's November 21st, and our position is 11 degrees south, even, and 29 degrees 40 minutes west, making about 10 knots upwind on port tack into the southeasterlies, and with 10 knots of true wind, so that's not a bad exchange there. Our course isn't quite what we'd like it to be. We'd like it to be a little bit to the east of south, but we're a little to the west of south at the moment. I'd like to try to curl up inside some of the other boats that are up ahead of us in our group, but I don't think it's quite going to happen, but maybe a little bit of it will happen. So we have the Solent and the full mainsail up. We sail quite a bit of the day with Solent and one reef in the main, and that seems to work. The bow is very well balanced, and sometimes the height of this mast, even in lighter conditions, is just a little bit too much leverage up there, pushing the boat over rather than pushing the boat forwards. But went through quite a bit of balancing with different ballast tanks and so forth, and was able to finally get it sorted out. So did have an unusual AIS sighting on the navigation software today. It didn't come within 6 or 7 miles of this, but it was movement restricted, and I think the name of it was the Altis. And coming from down off of Rio, we have an area marked on our chart for where there are oil rigs in an oil field, and so I was wondering if this might perhaps be an oil rig that was being moved. And we got about 6 or 7 miles away from it. I was able to see through the binoculars. Sure did look like an oil rig being towed, maybe being towed to another oil field somewhere at a slow speed of 6 knots, which actually seems fairly fast for an oil rig being towed. But I'm not expert in that at all, so I wouldn't know. But be interesting to look it up, the Alp Ace, to see if that's what it is, in fact. And another interesting encounter here at sea. We had a lot of different flying fish coming aboard. Mostly they exert serious effort in flapping, trying to get themselves back in the water. They do, and it seems oftentimes there are scales all over the cockpit and all over the side decks of the boat from where they've been bouncing off the coach roof. And when you're in the cabin at the chart table, you can hear them. There'll just suddenly be a whack, and then the flap, 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 and then you don't hear anything as they run into the coach roof. Then we had that encounter with the bird the other night where one of the birds was flying along in the dark, following us. Must have bumped into the backstay and fell to the deck. But anyway, things going on here at sea, and we're making pretty good progress as well. So that's it for today. Great American 4, off and clear.